To be honest with you, the past 16 years to me has been so mystical and so unbelievable that I honestly don't expect any human being in the world to ever believe it. I certainly never knew that just because of an experience could change your life and others so much. I never honestly realized the mystical qualities of the Bible, about mystical teachings, about spiritual teachings. I didn't know there's a reality behind them. I thought it was only you believe in it and that's it, eh? But that is so far away from the truth, it's unbelievable. Because the belief comes under the heading of, it comes from humanity. And humanity is the duality of life. And this is where the secret of all mystical experiences, all mystical knowledge, all spiritual knowledge, because all spiritual knowledge is mystical. Otherwise it wouldn't be spiritual. Because spiritual knowledge is the purest type of knowledge that comes before the formation of form, before it's created into a thing. Because you see, a thought on its own is not a thing. A thought on its own is only a vehicle, completely neutral. But when you put the contents into it, these contents turn the thought into things. So you're not looking for your thoughts and my thoughts. You're looking for an inner thought. And an inner thought, once again, is before the formation of that form. It comes as a spiritual enlightening experience. This is how all truth comes. Because it comes as extraordinary simplicity. And when you have extraordinary simplicity, it becomes, to the mind, extraordinary difficult. Because the second the mind tries to figure out, the personal mind tries to figure out, or the ego mind tries to figure out who and what you are, you're going to be misguided. Because it lives in a lie. It lives in an illusion. It doesn't even know itself. Here's the duality of life. Here's where the great oneness, the wise have all spoken about. They've all spoken about it. All the wise. The great oneness. And the great oneness is realizing your greatness. But it's not a personal greatness. It's when the personal greatness and the impersonal greatness become one, then the duality of life will vanish. When the duality of life vanishes, this is what they call the realization of God, or the realization of the inner self. The inner self is God. It's a spiritual world, it's a mystical world. It's a world of illusion, a world of delusion. And it all comes via thought. And thought is the main catalyst in creating life. One of the very main. Couple it with consciousness. Then you have total truth. because everything is total truth in disguise. Everything is God in disguise. You know how people say there is only one God? There can only be one God, because God is total. Anything created from it, whether in thought or form, is no longer God. It's God in disguise. And you've got to go beyond the disguise. If you go beyond the disguise, you'll find out what you're looking for. You'll find the secret to consciousness, the secret to mind, the secret to God, the secret to religion, the secret to philosophy. Because it's all one thing. Honestly, all these different things I mentioned are all the same thing in a different disguise by a thought. Take away the disguise and everything is one. Even life and death. Life and death are one. They're the same consciousness in a different disguise. You know, I honestly feel that I've done all I can to help psychology. I'd really like to live a very quiet life. You know, one of the main things I've been telling everybody ever since I had this experience, realize what I realize, and that is to honestly look within themselves for the answer, because that's where it's hidden. It lies within your own consciousness, because your consciousness and God consciousness are one and the same thing. That's where the secret of all things, like tonight when I was talking about, you know, a beautiful cottage, a nice fire, nice and clean, all lit up, beautiful, comfy and cozy. You look outside at night and you see it's dark and you forget where you are. You're coming from this light. All you have to do is turn around and face inside, and all the warmth and all the comfort that any human being is looking for lies within himself, inside. That's why the wise have always, always said, look within. Outside is the illusion. Inside is the true reality. The true reality is always with you. The only thing is, because of a free will, and the way we survey life, the erroneous way we see it as it is today. We have created what is today via our misled consciousness. To find the consciousness to clean up humanity's mess, they must look not outside at the mess, not really what's causing it. They must look inside, find the wisdom. Once they find this wisdom, this inner wisdom, they'll know how to fix it. But it can't be done by repeating history or going back in time. Because you go back in time with your understanding that you have now. And the understanding that you have now, what humanity has now, as a whole, is what is creating humanity's own problems. So you must go deeper. You must go back inside to where this common sense lies, where this intelligence lies, where the guidance lies. Go back into that nice warm cottage, just turn around, go inside, ignore people telling you to look outside. When you look outside, you're seeing a duality. You're not seeing singular. You must see the source, not where the source is going. You've already found that out. You find the source. When you find the source, the power that lies within, the wisdom, the common sense, will start to guide you through life. And if it's not doing this, if it's not actually guiding you through life and assisting you to keep on a sane, stable path, I'd look at something else that's telling you to look within, because that's the only place in this world you will ever find it. You know, I've met a lot of beautiful people in the past 16 years. People that are helping humanity so much, to this day, the world doesn't appreciate them. The work they're doing is really beautiful, and I've really honestly been honored to know them. You know, you got to go beyond belief to find true hope. You got to find something that puts life into your belief and makes hope an actual fact. See, if you find that wisdom that's within yourself, this only just bring you hope. It will bring to life, because that's the only way in the world you're going to find this life. Something that's already deep within your own soul, this consciousness. And this is where hope for humanity will come, when they start to look inside. You can never understand this world, this life as we know it, until you truly understand what life is. Not the form that life has taken, but life itself. Here we're back to the singular, because it's a master life. The secondary life, what we call nature, is the illusion. It's a one great gigantic spiritual metaphor, an unexplainable event. Go to where the original source of all intelligence came from. You jump the boundaries of time. You see, we get lost in time. Instead of getting lost in time, we should find out the secret of time, and we can jump the boundaries of it. For instance, just imagine when Bell first realized the telephone. Now hypothetically, just imagine that he didn't do it. And maybe 100, 200 years would go by before somebody else would say, telephone. But Bell jumped ahead of everybody else in the world for that microscopic second. And when you go to church, if you listen very, very carefully to what the minister is saying, if he's talking truth, and you hear beyond his word, then you will have a realization. And that realization will start to bring to life your inner intelligence, whatever you've been looking for since day one.